Today's reading is taken from Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbour as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself. So he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbour?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he travelled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these three do you think was a neighbour to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." This is the word of the Lord.
As Joy said, the Good Samaritan, it's probably, possibly the most well-known parable, but it's still so relevant for Christians today. It's relevant for everyone. And God's word is new every morning. And even though we may have read a passage lots and lots of times, God still speaks to us through it. So there we had James. And by the way, James is a real puppet, you know. He wasn't a pretend puppet. James is a real puppet. He was following the teaching of the Good Samaritan in school. He helped William, the boy that no one liked, after William had been beaten up. Now, children and especially young people, I can imagine that most days that you could be a Good Samaritan in school. Not because someone gets beaten up in school every day, but let's think about this proverb. "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me." Who agrees that that is true? I'm really glad that no one agreed, because I don't think that's true at all, is it? I think this is more true, or this is true. "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can really hurt me." Because words can really hurt us. So to be a Good Samaritan, well, first, we can make sure that we're not the ones saying the horrible words. And you may think, well, that's really easy. I don't say nasty things about people. But what if we hear other people saying something nasty about a person in the workplace, in school, talking about someone else? And if you hear awful things being said about a person, and you just listen to those awful things, or you maybe want to be liked by the person who's saying the horrible things, so you perhaps even nod your head, like you're agreeing with what they're saying. Or even worse, you might be tempted to actually join in with some of the words. Then actually, Are we behaving a little bit like the first two people in our Good Samaritan story who ignored the man who needed help? Because in a way, we're walking by in that situation. We're not helping. You see, to be a good Samaritan in a situation where words are hurting someone, and even if the person can't hear the words that are being said about them at that moment, trust me, gossip hurts people. Then to be the good Samaritan, you need to be bold and strong and say to the people saying the horrible things, "That's not very kind." And if you haven't got enough courage to challenge the people, and with God, we can get our courage that we need from God if we ask him to help us. But if we still don't feel brave enough to challenge, we should walk away so we're not part of those conversations. Because gossip causes pain. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will make me go in a corner and cry by myself for hours. How sad. Would we want our words or joining in with horrible words to have that effect on someone? When I was still at school, I was in the sixth form taking A-levels. We had a special room that sixth formers could go to have rests and drinks and chat in between lessons. And one of the other students had a problem with BO, that's body odour. And sometimes when we smell a bit, we get so used to our own smell that we don't actually realise that we're smelling. But other people around us know. And so in the sixth form, people started to avoid the girl who was smelling. And I started to feel sorry for her because people were talking about her and avoiding her, and she didn't know why. Now, I didn't have a lot of confidence back then. I was really quite shy. I know some of you will find that really hard to believe, but it's the truth. But in the end, I did get enough courage to meet with her and gently explain to her about the problem. And of course, she was very upset to hear that actually she smelt, but she was extremely grateful that I told her, and then she could do something about it. And she sorted that problem out that she had. And so people were friends with her again and wanted to be near her again. You see, to be a good Samaritan, it doesn't have to find someone who's beaten up. There could be lots of situations where we need to be the kind, caring person who speaks to someone and doesn't ignore them, doesn't leave them isolated. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will infect my mind. Words are powerful. Use them wisely. In our puppet story, James was a real good Samaritan. He helped William, even though he didn't like William, because William wasn't being very kind to other people, telling tales on them all the time. But even though William hadn't done some nice things, James was still a good Samaritan to him. He went and helped him after he'd been attacked. And every single day, we have the opportunity to be a good Samaritan in the way we speak to people, by not gossiping about people, by being kind to people. We don't have to wait to see someone beaten up to be a good Samaritan. There are opportunities all around us every day. I'm really sure that William, in our puppet story, smiled when James was kind to him. Let's try to be every day the reason someone smiles today. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 4:32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ, God forgave you. In a world where you can be anything, be kind, because that's being like the Good Samaritan. So every day, why not start your day by praying and asking God how you can reflect his love and kindness and support or help someone each and every day? Would you pray with me? Father God, thank you that you love each and every one of us, from the youngest to the eldest gathered here today. Help us each and every day, Lord, to share your love with those we meet, to be kind and caring, to use gentle words, and to be the reason someone smiles each day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.